So you're listening and watching Shark Week here on the Podcastle. We are so grateful to have Andrea Bonilla, the science director at Sea Shepherd, here on the show for Shark Week. So how are you, Andrea? Thank you for being here.
Thank you so much, Matthew. I'm doing great. How are you doing?
We are doing better now that you're here, and the world's a better place because people like you in there. So I know our time's limited. I have so many questions, so forgive me, but I gotta get some of these out. I'm just so interested in what you guys are doing and what you have to say. So let's just start for the listeners and the viewers is, how did you get started working with Sea Shepherd?
Well, my pattern started a little bit different of a regular, you know, like crew member. Everyone usually starts like a volunteer and then get more involved. But in my case, I was already like doing my master's. I was like involved with marine mammal conservation. And then the lab that I was part of back then was collaborating with Sea Shepherd. So I started being on board of boats as a guest scientist in different campaigns. And then I moved to another project, and all of them had in common that we were collaborating with Sea Shepherd. So it just got more involved, and all of a sudden I was in a place that they needed someone to be in charge, you know, like all the operations in the ground. So they hired me, and then I became like Operation Milagro director and then science director. So it was a long path, but yeah, I got involved from the outside.
That's so cool. And it sounds very important and intimidating. Like, you're the science director, you know, like
I know.
Everybody, all hands on deck. You know, don't mess around. That's so cool that you're doing it. So I wanted to ask you, like, how many ships are in the fleet right now? Do you know, like, what the total is?
Yeah, well, so we have, like, two different branches. The branch America has three ships, two big ships and one small that is helping us with the supplies and all the logistics. And the branch that is in Europe and Africa, they have more or less 10 ships. And some, like, several small vessels that are helping, like, locally. So a lot of little chapters are getting, like, small boats that are doing operations locally. Yeah,
that's so cool. I needed to bring this up, the Saving the Vaquita. This is something that is very scary to a lot of people, as it should be. But the project that Sea Shepherd's working on is, just for the listeners and the viewers that aren't familiar, Vaquita is a kind of porpoise, and correct me if I'm wrong with any of this, it's only found in the upper Gulf of California, part of Mexico.
Yeah.
There is hope at the end of the horizon with the reduction of illegal fishing that's happened there. But Sea Shepherd, you guys recently announced a 90% reduction in illegal fishing activity in the ZTA, which is the zero tolerance area, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
But the decline of the species, I don't know how many are left. I think there's like under 20, which is super scary. But is there, thanks to Sea Shepherd, do you see this like being big hope at the end of the horizon where they're going to be okay in the long run?
Yes, absolutely. So the thing with Vaquita is, as you said, it's very restricted in terms of distribution. And the main threat that Vaquita has is bycatch. So it gets caught in nets that are for totoaba, that is also illegal. And then, you know, our main purpose is to keep the area free of nets, because that's the main threat for Vaquita. So what we do is, there is a big area, it's called Vaquita Refuge, and then it's a core area that is called the CDA, and then we monitor that area 24/7, trying to, you know, keep all the nets out of the water. We, you know, tell the Navy every time that we see any suspicious activity or people deploying nets or retrieving them, and then the Navy is kind of, you know, on call. If we tell them, they go and then make the people move. And basically, we have seen a huge change. So in, you know, 2021, we pretty much had like 26 small boats per hour. And this year, we have less than half, you know, like one boat every 2 hours, or way less. Like our databases are full of zeros, which is awesome, because, you know, that's what, not only for the vaquita, but for all the species that live there. So that's
Right,
great.
because bycatch is such a scary word. When you look at some of the statistics, with the vaquita and sea turtles and all kinds of species, it's like they just there's no way to like stop that. You can't, you know, it's not like being at a farmer's market and you can pick what's coming up in your net. Like they get stuck in there, and you it's so irresponsible to keep fishing if you're bycatching a species with 20 individuals left, and it's so scary. So like hats off to you guys for really helping save that species from extinction.
Yes, and you know, like for many years, Sea Shepherd was like retrieving nets of the water. I think we collected more than, I don't know, 1,600 nets, and in all of them, we had like sharks, turtles, porpoises, dolphins. You know, even whales. Like we had all kind of creatures just getting caught.
Yeah.
But that's awful.
It is awful. It's terrible. And so like what are you working on now that I know you're probably doing a million things, but like what's your kind of big focus right now in 2023? Like you as the science director, like what are you working on that's big?
Yeah, well, so right now we are, you know, keep the work in the zero tolerance area. We are like perform helping, you know, other organizations to perform some research in the area. We are like improving our protocols to be sure that all our science is like strong and, you know, like robust for like comparisons and everything. We
Yeah.
also have other campaigns in other places. So Milagro is occurring in the Upper Gulf of California, but we have Revillagigedo, that is, you know, a group of islands in the Mexican Pacific that, you know, are very important for humpback whales. And we also have another campaign in Guadalupe Island, where they work with Cuvier's big whales and, you know, like big fauna and wildlife there. So we are
Yeah,
a
yeah.
little bit spread. So I oversee all the campaigns, and I see, you know, like take care of the collaborations and the data collection and everything.
Yeah, which is a big deal, especially with so much going on. It's not like, and again, I don't work at Sea Shepherd, so I don't know, but I'm guessing it's not like other jobs where you're like, yeah, you know, let's get to this next quarter or let's do this next month. It's like you can't really do that because there's lives at stake and there's real time like things happening. So you can't really like half-ass it and be like, yeah, let's do it later. It's like you kind of
Yeah,
have to
we're
do it.
dealing with urgent stuff all the time, and sometimes it's like, you know, this, you know, government needs this data now, so you have to drop everything that you are doing and kind of prepare reports and, you know, be sure that all our partners are like on top of everything, and we provide all the information that they need for, you know, like for example, you know, making decisions and like changing things or like operations and things like that. So we
Oh
try to keep
yeah.
everything updated. Yeah.
Oh yeah, you got to keep doing it. I gotta ask you, what do you so I've been involved with Sea Shepherd. By involved, I mean I've been a supporter in terms of like a donor and following Sea Shepherd
Thank
since
you.
I was a young lad in like 2007, 2008. And the work you do is, I think I would dare to say the most important of any nonprofit dealing, especially with marine life, is that you're actually literally on the front lines, like stopping animals from being killed. And governments and groups have tried to villainize Sea Shepherd and say, like, oh, they're disrupting fishermen's lives and this and that, which we know is not true. And I just thank God for Sea Shepherd and what you guys do. What do you wish most people would understand about Sea Shepherd, like as a whole, I guess I'm trying to
Yeah.
say.
Well, I think two things. The first one is that Sea Shepherd has evolved so much. Like we are already 40-year-old,
Yeah.
and we just changed so much. And I think currently the organization is, you know, has a new view and a new way of operate. We collaborate, we have like partnership with NGOs, with government, with scientists.
Yeah.
And we just discovered that that's the way, you know, like that's the way to make our work a little bit more, you know, robust and more accurate and more powerful in terms of there are things that we can't do as an NGO, or, you know, but government
Yeah.
can do. So we just, you know, help, and we are, you know, in collaboration and in constant communication with that. And that's awesome. And the second thing is that we, you know, maybe it's good to remind people that we are an organization that is 80% volunteers. So we are an amazing group of people that are just passionate about the environment and, you know, like protecting the ocean. So when you are on board of one of our boats, it's crazy how everyone is just so involved and so invested in what they are doing and every, you know, little task and every day-to-day job. So
Yeah.
I think that's awesome. Yeah.
I think the vol that's an awesome answer too. And I think the volunteer aspect is so important because, as you know, like there's nothing stronger than the heart of a volunteer because they're in it because they want to be, not because it's like a
Exactly.
job. And that makes it like so much more powerful, you know?
And
Can I
just like
volunteer
so
for Sea
diverse.
Shepherd on, can I come abroad with you guys sometime?
Of course,
I'll
of
do anything
course.
you guys want me to do. I
Yeah, we
don't
have
care.
people
I'll do
from
it.
like very different backgrounds, you know, like we have media department, we
Yeah.
have chefs on board, we have, you know, people that is training for being like a
I can teach.
engineer of ships, like everything. So all hands are needed, you know, like all kind of works and you know, backgrounds are welcome.
Hey, I'll bring you your coffee and keep it warm on the ships when you're out there if you want.
Yeah.
Whatever you need. I gotta ask you for Shark Week. So I love sharks. They're my favorite animal, and specifically nurse sharks. I know that's kind of one you probably don't hear a lot, but as far as like this is a broad question, but as far as like shark and sharks conservation as a whole, do you see the tip turning a little bit more in sharks' favor, or do you think we're kind of still more in trouble than ever with them? I'm talking about awareness of people understanding that sharks are not bad, they're not going to hurt you, and help for the sharks. Do you see things getting better, or like what's the deal that you see?
Yeah, well, I have, I think with Sea Shepherd, we have the two sides of the story. So in Milagro, for example, we had like, you know, reports of so many sharks being caught in nets. Like for many, many years, we, you know, found sharks every single time as bycatch. And now, this is anecdotal, of course, but right now we are seeing them like, you know, free. And few days ago, we had like a school of hammerhead sharks,
Yeah.
and we saw great white shark a few days ago as well in the area. So, you know, like now seeing them thriving is awesome. So,
It is
as I said
awesome.
before, yeah, we are helping not only the conservation of Paquita, but, you know, like all the species in the area. And, you know, in the other side, we have in Guadalupe Island. So Guadalupe Island, among other things, is very well known because you can cage dive with great white sharks, or you
Yeah.
used to be able to. And it was very famous, and you know, it was a very strong industry
Yeah.
over there. And last year, the Biosphere Reserve, they canceled that. They
Yeah.
stopped the operations of tourism over there. And
Yeah.
now Sea Shepherd is, you know, like helping them to monitor the population because, you know, we don't know how the white sharks behave and how they live without any like human disturbance. So yeah, we're there. We don't work directly with sharks, but we are there present. And I think in the case of Guadalupe Island, that's huge, you know, for like the shark followers is huge that now we are actually protecting them in that area, not like causing any disturbance there. So
It is
that's a
huge. It's awesome. Yeah. And especially like you mentioned monitoring the numbers and things. That's so important because if you look at certain populations, like you said, there's like nine species of hammerheads. You look at how certain populations like grow, you're like, okay, that's real good news and like progress right there. That's happening. I wanted to ask you, how like can you recommend people get involved? I just want to say, obviously, if you're at home, you should make a donation. You can actually do it now. There's a double donation. Sea Shepherd's matching gift challenge is happening right now. You can go to seashepherd.org/MGC2023. But and so obviously make a donation, but how would you recommend people like make a difference and help with Sea Shepherd?
Well, you can always volunteer. You can always try to come on board. And as I said before, we are welcoming, you know, like all kind of backgrounds. Even if you don't have any experience of, you know, like being on board, we can teach you and we can, you know, like grow with you and help you with that. So all hands are welcome. All backgrounds are welcome. And also, you know, you can also look if you have a chapter of Sea Shepherd. Maybe you can't travel, you can't do these like hands-on experience, but maybe you can just volunteer in a small operations that are happening near you. So that's another option. And also, you know, donate. We, as I said, or you know, we work with volunteers, and we always need support for our operations. So that's a great way to support as well.
Oh, thank you. Well, you're doing such a great job, and I just wanted to thank you so much for taking the time to come on the schedule. And where are you right now? Are you in New York? I'm not asking for your exact address or anything. I'm just curious because I know you're traveling a lot.
So I'm in upstate New York. I'm
a
PhD student at Cornell. So
cool.
Yeah, so I'm here, like near
yeah.
the north,
doing your stuff. Well, Andrea, I just want to thank you so much for taking the time, and I hope someday if you ever want to come back, you're always welcome to
thank
keep
you
us
so
posted.
Much. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Yeah, it's great to be here.
Yeah, thank you, and best of luck with everything you're doing, and thanks for everything you do.
Thank you.